Ladies and gentlemen, Rear Admiral J. Scott Burho, Academy Superintendent.
Thanks. Good afternoon. I met this morning with the Commandant. He was here to talk with cadets, faculty, and staff about how important it is to do self-reflection and the importance of being open and transparent. He reinforced to me that the task force was chartered not in response to any one incident, but was instead a comprehensive review of the climate, culture, training, and development programs here at the Academy. This report complements other reviews that are done externally for our academic programs. More than 130 years ago, the Coast Guard Academy was founded on the key principles of leadership and public service. When I assumed the duties and responsibilities as superintendent of the Coast Guard Academy, I shared with everyone my intention to immerse cadets in a sea of professionalism and to have everyone who works here set the proper example, working together with a unity of effort toward a common goal. I wanted to reinforce the Coast Guard's core values of honor, respect, and devotion to duty, and refocus Academy efforts on educating, training, and developing leaders of character who are ethically, intellectually, physically, and professionally prepared to serve their country and humanity in the military maritime environment in which the Coast Guard operates. I see the current period in Academy history as a time of renewal, a time of re-energizing our efforts, and this report helps us move in that direction. Thanks to the efforts of the Academy's faculty and staff, 97% of our graduates go on to be highly successful officers. Any college, university, or service academy would be proud to claim that. Every officer has a direct impact on the overall success of our service. I know that sustaining that record of success requires constant self-reflection and improvement. Our academic programs are among the very best in the nation, and we regularly, willingly, and programmatically subject ourselves to constant evaluation, both internal and external, to maintain our status as an elite undergraduate institution of higher learning. Our athletic programs meet NCAA standards through regular review. It makes sense that our culture and climate would also undergo a similar evaluation, thus the Cultural Comprehensive Climate Review. Yesterday, I received the final task force report, chartered by the Coast Guard's Chief of Staff, Vice Admiral Papp. The task force undertook the cross-cutting review, evaluation, and assessment of Coast Guard Academy policies, organizational practices, and cultural issues affecting the four-year process of transforming young women and men into cadets and future officers. The report provides us with great insights into the perceptions, thoughts, and behaviors of our core cadets, faculty, and staff. Like the many other reviews and assessments in this institution has undergone over its long history, it provides recommendations on how to continue the process of constant improvement. While I need to devote more time to study the report and its many recommendations, I see many positive indicators contained within the report, validating much of what we are already doing and many recommendations involving initiatives that we've already begun. Most of you already know that many significant challenges every institution of higher education, every college, every university, and every service academy faces. We face those here every day while ensuring our students adhere to the highest moral, academic, physical, and ethical standards. I'm thankful to the 13 members of the task force for providing their recommendations and the insights that will help us make an already outstanding academy even better. We are unique among institutions of higher learning. We are a four-year military college, but our students are all working toward commissioning as Coast Guard officers. While it would be easy for some to see only the negatives in this report, I see this report and its oversight into its implementation as an opportunity to improve upon the Academy's efforts so that we can take the necessary steps to sustain our successful record for the next 130 years and beyond. There is much for us to do over the coming weeks and months. I'll be meeting with the Board of Trustees here in mid-April to determine our best course of action for implementing and managing meaningful and enduring change here at the Coast Guard Academy. I'm confident that with the help of the Academy community and the Board of Trustees, that we can seize this opportunity to make your Coast Guard Academy the strongest, most comprehensive, and successful it has ever been. As a college and a military academy, we must strive for academic excellence and create leaders of character who uphold our service's core values of honor, respect, and devotion to duty. They must be ready to serve with distinction to meet the challenges faced by Coast Guard officers every day around the world. We're doing an excellent job. Our athletic teams are lauded for their professional conduct on the playing field, their skill, and most importantly, their sportsmanship and character. We recently had 11 of our cadets named in the winter season all academic team in the NUMAC conference. We've had numerous cadets excel in academics. Early this week, we announced the Academy's first Truman Scholarship recipient, and we have others competing for Fulbright Scholars. Our graduates have performed extraordinarily as officers in the wake of Katrina, overseas in the Persian Gulf, and around the world and the United States. Several cadets who graduated less than a year ago recently participated in the largest maritime drug seizure in Coast Guard history. While this report cites a 97% success rate for our graduates, we don't think that's good enough. Be assured that we'll use this report and every other tool available to build out an already strong foundation. We owe that to our service and to the American public, only their sportsmanship and character. We recently had 11 of our cadets named in the winter season all-academic team in the NUMAC conference. We've had numerous cadets excel in academics. Early this week, we announced the Academy's first Truman Scholarship recipient, and we have others competing for Fulbright Scholars. Our graduates have performed extraordinarily as officers in the wake of Katrina, overseas in the Persian Gulf, and around the world and the United States. Several cadets who graduated less than a year ago recently participated in the largest maritime drug seizure in Coast Guard history. While this report cites a 97% success rate for our graduates, we don't think that's good enough. Be assured that we'll use this report and every other tool available to build out an already strong foundation. We owe that to our service and to the American public.